Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, July 16, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Yuqing Ropex Electric Co. Ltd. announces completion of new factory building. Yuqing Ropex Electric Co. Ltd., a leading manufacturer of cable glands, has proudly announced the completion of its new state-of-the-art factory building. With a significant investment of 110 million RMB, the new facility spans a total construction area of 50,000 square meters. The company will officially move into the new building in 2025. This expansion signifies Ropex Electric's commitment to enhancing production capabilities and meeting the growing demand for its products. The new facility will enable the company to add more production lines for metal flexible tubes and plastic flexible tubes, diversifying its product offerings and better serving customers worldwide. This investment reflects Ropex Electric's dedication to providing top quality products and supporting continued growth in the industry.
Battery Mineral Resources announces first shipments of copper concentrates to Anglo American PLC for smelting. Battery Mineral Resources Corp. announces the first shipments of copper concentrates to Anglo American PLC for smelting. The company has supplied 503.74 dry metric tons of copper concentrates to Anglo's Chagres smelter in Catemu, Chile. These concentrates, with 25.98% copper, were produced at BMR's Punitaqui plant. CEO Martin Kostuic sees this as a step towards positive cash flow, aiming to produce up to 2,800 DMT of copper concentrate per month by year-end. With mining activities ramping up at Sinabrio and San Andres mines, BMR is on track to achieve full production. For more information, visit bmrcorp.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.